with SRN News. I'm Keith Peters in Washington. Vice President J.D. Vance is in Greenland today. In remarks to U.S. troops, Vice President Vance says Denmark has failed Greenland.
Our message to Denmark is very simple. You have not done a good job by the people of Greenland. You have underinvested in the people of Greenland, and you have underinvested in the security architecture of this incredible, beautiful landmass filled with incredible people. That has to change. And because it hasn't changed, this is why President Trump's policy in Greenland is what it is.
The pointed remarks came Friday as Vance visited U.S. troops at Patufik Space Base on the mineral-rich, strategically critical island. Utah has moved to ban fluoride in public drinking water, a move criticized by the American Dental Association. Lisa Adams-Wagner has more.
Utah has become the first state to ban fluoride in public drinking water, despite widespread opposition from dentists and national health organizations. Republican Governor Spencer Cox signed legislation late Thursday, barring cities and communities from deciding whether to add the mineral to their water systems. The ban has brought into the mainstream what were once considered fringe opinions about the potential risks of fluoride. Utah lawmakers say it's a matter of personal choice and that fluoridating public water systems is too expensive. Lawmakers in other states, including Florida, Ohio, and South Carolina, also have proposed restricting fluoride in their water systems. I'm Lisa Adams-Wagner.
A federal judge has agreed to block the Trump administration from dismantling the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau. U.S. District Judge Amy Berman Jackson agreed to issue a preliminary injunction that maintains the agency's existence until she rules on the merits of a lawsuit seeking to preserve the Bureau. On Wall Street, the Dow down by 715 points. This is SRN News. The Trump administration is investigating a Portland, Oregon school district over letting a transgender athlete compete in girls' sports.
The Department of Education said it was investigating whether the school district's actions violated Title IX, a 1972 law barring sex discrimination in education. School officials maintain they are in compliance, but the administration said it received a complaint of a high school transgender athlete competing in girls' track and field over the last two seasons. Last month, President Trump signed an order to keep biological males out of girls and women's sports. Bill Alexander, SRN News.
A recent student reveals American Christians are more pro-Israel and less anti-Semitic than Christians in the United Kingdom. The survey was conducted by Chosen People Ministries. 6 in 10 American Christians have a favorable view of Jews compared to just half of British Christians. This is SRN News. The founder of a startup company that claimed to revolutionize the way college students apply for financial aid has been convicted of fraud. Correspondent Donna Warder reports.
Charlie Javis, founder of the company Frank, has been convicted of defrauding J.P. Morgan Chase out of $175 million by wildly exaggerating her customer base. A jury in New York convicted the 32-year-old woman Friday following a five-week trial. Javis was in her mid-20s when she founded Frank, a company with software that claimed to simplify the process of filling out the free application for federal student aid, a complex government form. J.P. Morgan executives testified that Javis told them she had more than 4 million clients. J.P. Morgan bought the startup, but it turned out there were only about 300,000 customers. Sentencing is set for July. I'm Donna Warder.
More details at srnnews.com. From Washington, I'm Keith Peters.